let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. This Week in America, called The Stuff of Nightmares, a creepy masterpiece based on Stephen King's terrifying novel, the bone-chilling new adaptation Pet Sematary, now on 4K Ultra HD, Blu-ray, DVD, and video on demand from Paramount Home Entertainment, loaded with over 90 minutes of special features not shown in theaters, including a shocking alternate ending. Melissa Millette is a professional animal trainer who helped find and train the cats who appeared as Church, the infamous family cat in Pet Sematary. Melissa has trained animals for numerous film, television, commercial productions. She's the host of several Canadian TV shows, the founder of the Ultimate Stunt Dog Show, which features dogs and one trained cat performing incredible feats. That one cat is Tonic, who played Church the cat in Pet Sematary. Pet Sematary, now 4K Ultra HD and Blu-ray available. Melissa and Tonic joining us on This Week in America. Hi, Melissa. Welcome to the program.
Thank you for having us, Rick.
You know, you've trained all types of animals for movies and television. How challenging is it to train cats?
Cats are the most challenging animal to train. But it's an absolute pleasure because of the overwhelming excitement that you get when you're actually successful. The expectations are low, so it's easy to knock it out of the park.
You know, it's interesting, the story, how you actually found Tonic. Talk about sort of the casting call that you did to find the cats for Pet Sematary.
Yeah, well, actually, in order to find the cats for Pet Sematary, the directors gave us a very specific look, and it was the look of the cats on the cover of the novel. So I was hired by an animal coordinator of 30 years, Kirk, and Kirk went and searched all the shelters across our country, across Ontario, and we pulled five cats that had the same look that we thought would be stars based on how confident they were and how much they liked to eat. And it was amazing because we got to save lives to create the character as well. And when it was all finished, we fought over who got to keep the cat.
You know, it's interesting. You talked about some of the main tools used in training, in this case, Tonic and the other cats for Pet Sematary. Clicker and treats. Talk about the importance. Treats is sort of self-explanatory. Talk about clicker and treats and how this is effective in training cats.
Yeah, and clicker is a great way to train, not just because of the tool. The actual clicker tool is a sharp sound that lets the cat know that they've performed the correct action. And that clarity is really important for training. So the cat gets the action correct, you click, and you offer treats. But something else that is unique to clicker training is actually progressive steps. And starting at a very simple step where the cat can be successful and building on it. And that clarity not only provides success in the training, but it also allows the cat to enjoy themselves, because it's not fun if you're being set up to fail.
What's interesting,
so the tool and the style that goes along with the tool are highly effective.
You know, one of the tools, and you just mentioned that we all can use it in working with our animals, is having fun. You say that's one of the big secrets of training, in this case, cats, is make sure they're having fun, and then everything else is a lot easier.
Yeah, I mean, I like to say there's two parts to training. It's operant conditioning and classical conditioning. Operant conditioning is consequences, that there's a reward, the behavior or action is repeated, and if there's a punishment, it's decreased, but we try to avoid punishment in our training. We do reward-based training. And classical conditioning would just be understanding the emotional state in training. If the cat's afraid, the cat's not going to want to come out and work. So you have to make sure that the cat is comfortable enough to be confident enough to perform the action. So both the emotions and the consequences are the two most important parts in training any animal.
You can see Tonic starring the motion picture, Pet Sematary. It's now available 4K Ultra HD and Blu-ray. The combo packs are available with 90 minutes of bonus content, an all-new alternate ending. Can't wait to see that. 7 deleted and extended scenes. The trainer for Tonic and all the cats used, Melissa Millette, our guest on the program. Melissa, thank you so much for being with us on the program. Look forward to Pet Sematary, getting a little behind the scenes in addition to seeing the movie at home. Thank you for being with us on the program.
Thank you for having me.
It is our pleasure. You're listening to This Week in America, and we're back after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.